for the time, and, if done right, cuts back on the rolling around on the ground stuff. Unfortunately, today wasn't most of the time. Martin Paulson, weighing in at 297 pounds and standing 5'8" tall, was arrested for credit card fraud and for being a genuinely obnoxious person. He failed to show for his court appearance, and this put Martin on my most wanted list. Since Martin is not too bright, he hadn't been too hard to find. Martin had, in fact, been at home, engaged in what he does best, stealing merchandise off the internet. I'd managed to get Martin into cuffs and leg shackles and into my car. I'd even managed to drive Martin to the police station on North Clinton Avenue. Unfortunately, when I attempted to get Martin out of my car, he tipped over and was now rolling around on his belly, trussed up like a Christmas goose, unable to right himself. I was standing there watching Paulson struggle, wondering what the hell I was going to do, because anything short of a forklift wasn't going to get Paulson up off the pavement. And just then, Joe Juniac pulled into the lot. Juniac is a former police chief and is now mayor of Trenton. Juniac's second cousin, Ziggy, is married to my cousin-in-law, Gloria Jean, so we're sort of family, in a remote way. The driver's side window slid down, and Juniac grinned at me, cutting his eyes to Paulson.
Is he yours?
Yep.
He's illegally parked. His ass is over the white line.
I towed Paulson. He's stuck. Juniac got out of his car and hauled Paulson up by his armpits.
You don't mind if I embellish this story when I spread it all over town, do you?
I do mind. Remember, I voted for you, and we're almost related.
Not gonna help you, cutie.
Paulson and I watched Juniac get back into his car and drive away.
I can't walk in these things, Paulson said, looking down at the shackles. I haven't got a good sense of balance.
Have you ever heard the bounty hunter slogan, bring him back, dead or alive?
Sure.
Don't tempt me. Actually, bringing someone back dead is a big no-no, but this seemed like a good time to make an empty threat. It was late afternoon, it was spring, and I wanted to get on with my life.
You probably don't even have a gun, Paulson said.
Hey, give me a break. I haven't got all day for this. I have other things to do.
Like what?
I promised my parents I'd be home for dinner at 6. Paulson burst out laughing.
That's pathetic. Pathetic!
The laughter turned into a coughing fit. Paulson leaned forward, wobbled side to side, and fell over. I reached for him, but it was too late. He was back on his belly, doing his beached whale imitation. My parents live in a narrow duplex in a chunk of Trenton called The Burg. The Burg is a solid neighborhood where people buy houses and live in them until death kicks them out. I rolled in just as my mother was pulling the roast chicken out of the oven. My father was already in his seat at the head of the table. He stared straight ahead, eyes glazed, knife and fork in hand. My sister Valerie, who had recently moved back home after leaving her husband, was whipping potatoes in the kitchen. When we were kids, Valerie was the perfect daughter, and I was the daughter who stepped in dog poo, sat on gum, and constantly fell off the garage roof in an attempt to fly. Valerie's kids were at the table with my dad. The 9-year-old Angie was sitting primly with her hands folded, an almost perfect clone of Valerie at that age. The 7-year-old Mary Alice, the kid from hell, had 2 sticks poked into her brown hair. What's with the sticks? I asked.
They're not sticks. They're antlers. I'm a reindeer.
This was a surprise because usually she's a horse.
How was your day? Grandma asked me. Did you shoot anybody?
Grandma Mazur moved in with my parents shortly after Grandpa Mazur took his fat-clogged arteries to the all-you-can-eat buffet in the sky. She's in her mid-70s and doesn't look a day over 90. She was wearing white tennis shoes and a lavender polyester warm-up suit. Her steel-gray hair was cut short and permed to within an inch of its life. Her nails were painted lavender to match the suit. I didn't shoot anybody, but I brought in a guy wanted for credit card fraud.